much, Maria.
The announcement of the security pact between China and the Solomon Islands came as a surprise to Australia's Prime Minister.
We're very concerned for Solomon Islands. We're very concerned for the broader security in the Southwest Pacific.
The agreement will see Beijing increase ties with the Pacific Islanders and help to safeguard national security. The Australian government warns the pact threatens regional stability and allows China to expand militarily in the Pacific. The island's Prime Minister declared he's on the right side of history by forging closer ties with Beijing.
We are being treated as kindergarten students walking around with Colt 45s in our hands, and therefore we need to be supervised, Mrs. May. We are insulted.
The ongoing fallout over the pact has dominated the election campaign, with recriminations on both sides. The coalition government has vowed to increase funding for aid and economic development to reassure island nations of Australian support. The opposition says it will establish a stronger diplomatic network to resist China's expansion.
The region is changing very quickly around us. And what we're seeing is perhaps that Australian policy is a bit slow to catch up to it. It's not to say that the concerns haven't been there, but there's a certain, there's an incrementalism to China's strategic push.
Australia and the United States fear the pact could see China establish a naval base less than 2,000 kilometres from the Australian coast. A former senior colonel in China's People's Liberation Army says that's alarmist.
I think it is inappropriate and irresponsible for the head of a nation to describe the legitimate operation of the two sovereign states as crossing the red line. He's not entitled to say that.
A delegation from China, including the foreign minister, is expected to visit Honiara as early as next week. If the tour goes ahead, it will coincide with high-level Quad talks between Australia, Japan, India and the United States in Tokyo. Analysts say that's a deliberate attempt by Beijing to try and overshadow their dialogue.
It's also another sign China is intent on cementing stronger security and economic ties across the Indo-Pacific. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera, Sydney, Australia.